Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and it's the beginning part of June. We are here with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. Today, he is calling in from California. So he's on the Pacific side. I'm on the ocean side over in Florida, and we have done this radio show for a super-duper long time, and we've had some really good experiences as far as background noise or things that have been going on. And Jean-Luc, I had a new one just recently, 2 days ago, in my backyard at night. We heard the growl, or the bellow, I think would be a better way to say that, of an American alligator. So right in my backyard, we heard that. And if you ever want to hear anything freaky, it's like Jurassic Park all over again. So we've had harbor seals on docks. We've had hurricanes, fireworks. We've had lots of different things between both of us. But if I get a chance one of these days, I'll play a recording if I can grab one live. But love is in the air, I think, for the American crocodile. So anyway, alligator rather. We have alligators here in Florida. So anyway, so we are here talking about whatever we're going to talk about. Jean-Luc and I have been doing this radio show, I don't know what we're up to, probably close to 389 or 390, I think is the number. But we've been doing this for a real long time.
390.
And Jean-Luc is originally from France, but now he's in California. We talk about different and various things. And we're going to sling something together relative to, I think, what's happening in our political environment today. But Jean-Luc is a heart transplant survivor. I say that slowly so you can really focus on that. He had his heart transplanted. No, I'm not just talking about like he was a 16-year-old girl and he has a broken heart, you know, because his boyfriend or her boyfriend broke up. No, we're talking about like he's gone. Old one's thrown in the trash somewhere. I don't know what they put, where they put it. But he's got a new heart. It's been running like crazy. That means he's going to outlive everybody here on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you, Peter. Maybe they give it to the dog. I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
He was not good anymore.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
They give me a younger one.
You're right.
And tonight is beginning of June 2024, the 7th of June 2024, is our 390 radio show together, and we talk about different politics stuff here upon in our life. And the first one many people talk about is Trump, who have been put guilty by the fake rigging judge and the DOJ and the DA, the SODA, and even Cal Paston, the AG of Texas, say MAGA will win. Because now many, many people who didn't specially like Trump or was ready to vote for him say they send stuff on X, Facebook, or TikTok, and they say, okay, now I see how the Democrats work, and I will do my best to vote for Trump or to help the MAGA party. Yes, you know, we call this the MAGA party because many Republicans are rhino, Republican on name only, and many of them didn't belong to this party, by the way. Okay, and many people call the AG or the DA to prosecute Democrats, okay? Because now Trump has been deprived of his human rights, and they hand something to me, interesting. She said, now he has been convicted. He cannot vote, but he can be elected as a president. Pretty interesting.
That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense, but that's the way it goes. And it would be very interesting to see how, if he is elected for president, and my opinion, of course, of that is impossible, but if he is elected for president, the idea that we would have a convicted felon, maybe even in jail, running the country, that's just perfect. That is just perfect. It couldn't get any better than that, ironically.
Yeah, exactly. I think many people go for him now because they say, oh, the Democrat Party. I mean, oh, I read something very interesting. I am at the friend house, and yesterday we go to Yosemite Park in California, and I read something in 1876 or 1877, the Democrat Party was asking, I didn't remember the name of the guy, to be the representative of the party, but he need to be pro-slavery, because the Democrat Party is pro-slavery. Many people didn't know that. And the guy refused, and I think he created the Republican Party. Does the name ring a bell for you?
No, I'm not familiar with that story.
Okay, it's too bad I have not taken this story on my phone or something, but I will find the name and we'll talk about this. But the Democrat Party asked him to be the representative of the Democrat Party with the obligation to run to be pro-slavery. And he was writing on this museum we visited yesterday. Now back to Trump. Trump, he have been condemned for many things he have not really done, or even if he have done, it was his private life. And but everything Biden family with 10 million kickback from Burisma, China, he have no prosecution on this. Obama, Clinton, Bush, no prosecution. Have you seen the movie American Made with Tom Cruise?
American what?
American Made.
I don't think so, no.
It's an interesting movie with Tom Cruise based on a true story of the guy who was a pilot and was hired by the CIA to go in Colombia to bring guns and ammunition in Colombia and bring back drugs, and he was under Clinton, and you have done this on a Clinton state, and interesting movie, and not too many promo about this movie, because when Tom Cruise do a movie, generally it's a big hit, but this movie, many people didn't saw this movie or didn't remember, but I invite everyone to watch it because it's based, and they give you the name of the guy who have done this and all of this. The actor is Tom Cruise, but the true story and many information in this story are correct.
Well, I'd never heard of it. I'll have to check it out. So you think it's called American Made, and it's with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, the main actor is Tom Cruise. American.
Okay.
American. I say American Made. Say until to say Made America is American Made.
Okay. We can check that out. Yeah, we can check that out.
Yeah, check it and watch it. I watched it 2 times. It's an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have in Boston, the mayor in Boston with Michelle Hu, she's 39 years old, want to decriminalize.
Decriminalize. So you're a criminal, so they want to decriminalize.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to try to criminalize
the larceny, the larceny, the shoplifting, drugs, trespassing, and she calls this quality of life crime. Quality of life crime. It's not a crime anymore. It's a quality of life crime. Because if you shoplift on a store, it's because you want to have a quality of life. Passing and broke into a house is because you want to have a quality of life. And you have a list like this of many things called the quality of life crime made by a DA. And sure, she wants to defend the police. And sure, she organized a non-white party. I don't know if I can go because I am not that white. And Diane is not that black. Where does it start and when does it end up? We don't know. But I like the quality of life crime. Now if someone do something bad, you say, excuse me, Mr. Judge, it was just a quality of life crime. Okay. I killed someone to steal something or to steal his house, but it was a quality of life crime. I don't know where this country is going, but very down, 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 down. These people are crazy.
Yep.
Another
not in the right direction.
Go ahead.
Not in the right direction.
Exactly, not in the right direction. Okay. Peter, you can trespass. Your neighbor, if you want to have a quality of life crime. But maybe
sure.
You are not in Boston, you know. Maybe you need to live only in Boston. Or, say, like they say, only in Texas, but here it's only in Boston.
Wow.
I'm
Where do these people get this thought process from? Are they evil or stupid or motivated by whoever's donating to them? What do they do this for?
I don't think they are stupid because I think stupidity at this level is not stupidity, it's something done in purpose. And I think they are evil. They do this to destroy the country, the city. You remember we talked about destroyer, maintainer, and builder? What a destroyer want to do? You want to destroy.
Yep.
And she's apparently a black woman, mayor of this city, but I think it may be the last one. I have not judged people about the color because my wife is black anyway, and I judge people by the level of stupidity, you know. I don't like to surround myself with stupid people. I like to be with smart people. I don't care their color, their origin, their ethnies, if they make money or not. It's very interesting to have people who have something between the two here. You know what I mean?
I do.
And
I
can
do.
Use it. Okay. Other story, I heard this last week. Illinois, a poultry factory burned. Millions of chicken dead. And this poultry factory was the number one producer of eggs in U.S.
Wow. And when was this? There's been a lot of food factories that have been, you know,
exactly.
Burnt down or somehow another taken offline. So what was this one?
They have millions of chicken and they were producing eggs. Number one producer of eggs in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Wow. And
Illinois.
When was this?
I think 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
2 weeks ago, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Peter, because it was, I will talk about, we have many, many, many egg factory, chicken, turkey, even land or energy, all of this have been destroyed, burned, explode. You remember I was saying today, and I never saw as many food factory or energy factory exploding and burning than the last, 4 years?
Yep.
Since Biden is in office. Okay. Because you can count 4 years since Biden start his stalling office, you know. And we never saw something like this in this country. Never.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I live here for 26 years, but you are here for more longer than me. And,
right.
And I never heard about this. I never, and we do this radio show for 7 years now. We never talk about this at the beginning of the radio show or the middle. We just talk about this just the last, 3 years, 4 years, things with Biden, I cannot say presidency, but Biden taking the presidency over. Okay. Yeah. And this is a, and also when you hear something like, this product, mainly food, have been recalled by the company. Do you know what happened exactly?
No.
Most of the time, I cannot say all the time because I didn't know all, but most of the time, the government go to the company and say, hey, we want all of this product. Say, yeah, but we don't have enough. They push the company to recall the product, saying, oh, this product have a defect, but it's not true. The company recalls the product back to the company. The government buy it and put on an underground bunker, but not the small one, you see, people. You can put some many the big truck inside this bunker, you know, and they store it.
Wow.
Many products have been recalled. If you,
I've never heard that before. No, I've heard lots of recalls, but I didn't know what they did with them. I didn't realize they were recalling them for the purpose of basically using them for their own storage.
Same thing, Peter. Before 4 years ago, we never heard some as many recalls, especially about food, as we have the last 4 years.
True.
Time to time, you have a product that has been recalled or something, but not as many as we have last 4 years. And Mac Adam talked about this too, because he's on the food industry, you know, and he said many of these products who have been recalled is recalled because the government wants it, and they ask the company, and they push the company to recall the product, and they buy it and store it on this underground bunker.
Well,
they prepare for World War III, and they push for that. Talking about that, Peter, do you know, now you know, because we talked just before we start the radio show, how many countries since World War II have been bombed by the U.S.?
Well, I already know the answer because you told me before the radio show,
but
the answer that I gave you, I said, okay, let's see. I gave you it was going to be more than 10, but less than 20, somewhere in there, and I was wrong.
Yeah, it's more, it's 27 countries plus the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, meaning you have 28 countries because an embassy is part of the country. And you have in Central America, you have Panama, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Grenada. You have the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Africa. You have Libya, Sudan, Somalia. You have Serbia, Bosnia, Kosovo, Montenegro. Middle East, you have Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Kuwait, Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan. In Asia, you have Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, and the Chinese embassy in Belgrade.
Wow.
After that, this is just the country who have received U.S. bombs. Now, add to that all of this country when they have a CIA operation to change the political and all this, maybe you can multiply by 10. I don't know the exact number, but I think is say how many operations the CIA have conducted on other countries to destabilize the country and do something bad. I don't know exactly, but I'm sure it's more than 28. Okay,
right.
Maybe 28 per week.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And
that's a crazy number. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy number.
Yeah, it's crazy number. Now, more crazy than that, Peter, we are going up on a crazy nest. I don't know if you have heard Biden. Biden was ready to do a talk on 31 of May on Oval Office against Trump. But because Trump had been condemned, it changed. But now he have authorized secretly. Nobody know it, Peter. You will not know it, okay? Secretly,
okay.
He gave Ukraine permission to strike inside Russia with U.S. weapons.
Wow.
This is on Reuters, RT, AFP, and many other news. Okay. He gives Zelensky the authorization to strike city in Russia with U.S. missiles. And this for Putin and Medvedev and the U.S. and the Russian government was a red line not to pass, because the city are not, first, they are not a military target, they are a civil target, okay? And Putin say, don't think we will not use the nuclear weapon if we need to.
He said he would or would not.
He said, don't think we will not use it.
Okay.
Meaning if they continue to poke the bear, one day or another, they will have the what they are looking for, meaning World War III.
Wow.
Because for Biden, it's a way to stay president. Because if the U.S. go to war and the president didn't change. One thing interesting I saw recently on Reuters, they call President Biden, they call President Zelensky, which, by the way, is not president since May this year, the first of May, because his mandate end up in beginning of May this year. But they didn't talk about Putin, they didn't talk or say to him, President Putin, which is be correct, they say, Mr. Putin. Have you noticed that?
No.
I was reading something on the news and something writing by Reuters. They say, President Biden, President Zelensky, and many, many, many times, Mr. Putin, Mr. Putin, Mr. Putin. I'm sorry, but he's not Mr. or Monsieur, from there in French. He's President Putin. They try to always, like a suppressive people, the destroyer want to do, they try to minimize the target. It's what they are doing. Now, if we go, we are closer and closer to the thermonuclear war. And Nagasaki, Hiroshima was 15 kiloton bomb. But now we don't talk on kiloton, we talk on megaton. And one megaton to compare to a kiloton is 1,000 times more.
Wow.
And many countries are now nuclear bomb, they are 1 megaton, 5 megaton, maybe a little more. But Russia has the bigger one. They have 100 megaton.
Wow. So they're not small bombs. These are not bombs that fit in suitcases.
Exactly. You cannot pass the custom with that on your suitcase.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Can't carry it on.
On the other part of the side you are, on the other part of the Atlantic, in Europe, NATO is planning to go to war with Russia. UK is warning its own people to prepare with medication, backup communication, food, and all of this. Some countries like Italy and some others try to propose, the lawmaker proposing a draft, you know, mandatory conscription for the youth of 18 to 26. And some other countries go after 26, 30, 35.
Wow.
They prepare to go to war, but I don't think they will win the war. Many American people think during World War II, America liberated Europe and won against Hitler, which is not true. American arrived after the Russian defeat Hitler. The one country who defeated Hitler was Russia under Stalin. He was not the best guy, but at least maybe he have not done anything bad, but they are the one, they lose 26, officially 26 million of their people.
Wow.
And I remember I gave a movie to watch for people who are interested to know more about this. It's 7 Days of Spring. You remember, Peter, this title of this movie?
No.
You
I'm trying to remember. I remember I watched it. You told me to watch it. I watched it. I don't remember what the name of the movie was, though.
Seven Moments of Spring.
Okay.
It's a series. It's not only one. It's a series. You say you have 10 or 12 episodes. The story of the Russian colonel infiltrate the Gestapo and give information to the Russian army to fight Hitler army and the Gestapo and all of this. Yeah. 7 Moments of Spring. Interesting movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting movie.
So, what is the likelihood of us having an uneventful, meaning like a no major tragedies and nuclear war before the November elections? What do you think?
I agree with some people who say if they don't have a direct war with Russia, the U.S. don't have a direct war with Russia, they will create a false flag operation here. Because they have the asset up tracking on many nuclear bombs from the old USSR, and they can say, look, Russia have done something on this country, but it will be created like a September 11, the FBI building, like many things were being created inside the country by people themselves.
Well, it's going to be very interesting over the next couple of months, and we're witnessing the silencing, if you will, of the opposition, meaning with Trump and his people. So people like Donald Trump are convicted and may be facing jail. People like Rudy Giuliani has been indicted and will be taken off the block. He was the attorney for Donald Trump. Steve Bannon.
And he was also the mayor of New York.
Yep, Steve Bannon, runs a successful radio show and is a very big Trump kind of supporter. He's showing up for his jail sentence for 4 months in July. So he'll be gone July, August, September, and October, out basically at the beginning of November just to watch Donald Trump lose. We've had other things happening.
I don't think Donald Trump will lose, but he's different viewpoint. And Steve Bannon, by the way, many times he appears on a Brighton platform because it's a free platform, and he appears on this platform and he makes his video on this platform too. Yeah.
Right. Yep. And they're in the process of shutting Alex Jones and InfoWars down, literally as we speak, might even be happening while we speak. So they're doing a lot of things to silence any opposition. So whether it's Donald Trump or Mike Adams or Mike Lindell or the attorneys for Donald Trump, like Peter Navarre and other ones, what they're doing with Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani and more, the whole state of Arizona, because they indicted like 19 people that were part of the last election. So they're systematically just in a military-style execution, basically just popping them all off one at a time. There's not going to be anything left.
I think they fail against Alex Jones because Alex Jones is still here and they try to condemn him to $1 or $2 billion fine or something like this. Mac Adam is suing Facebook, Twitter, many other platforms, plus the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense for collusion, and they have the name, and he have a document when he have his name, the name of his company was putting, and they are put just what? 1 week ago, I think, he put a big... all this company in big suit again, all this company to be in and he say if we need we will go to the superior court.
Right. Well, guess what, Jean-Luc, we're out of time. So I'm gonna
already
say thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. We're gonna catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And I don't know, hold on a second, Jean-Luc. When is Father's Day? Father's Day. We have one more radio show before Father's Day.
Okay, but, I want to finish on something rapidly.
Sure.
Because all of these problems happening in the world, the BRIC plus nation are going up, 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 and now we have more than 45 countries,
wow,
part of the nation. And the last one is Thailand. Thailand has seemed to be part of the BRIC nation.
Well, makes sense.
They represent half of the population and half the GDP in the world.
Half
of the production of oil, roughly. Yeah?
Well, we're watching it happen as it's happening. Go Joe Biden. So we are done with our radio show. Jean-Luc, thanks very much. Enjoy the visit that you're having with your friend, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.